Father, we come in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, so thankful this morning, so full and overflowing, so complete, so perfect, all because of your full mercy and grace. Lord, continue to inspire us. Give us the unction of the Holy Ghost as you've given this morning. Lord, let that power have free reign. Lord, allow that love to be shed abroad in this meeting. Upon every vessel, God, may the love just grow more and more, not only to you, but for one another. Lord, to be that vessel that is a benefit, adding to the usefulness of her husband. Thank you, beloved bridegroom. Till we see your face, till we kiss your lips. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'd open up your Bibles today, we'll begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. As I mentioned earlier this morning, there's only one power, and he set it up that it's only going to be him. And it says right there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, but we have this treasure, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, in these bodies of flesh, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Lord, had me so rejoicing in that this week, thanking God. I guess some people say, what a stupid smile you have on your face. I said, well, let me keep being stupid because I'm happy. And I was thinking about how it's always been this way. It's never been any other way, that the power may be of God and not of us. I love the word of God, that the power may be of God. He gets the most meek man upon the earth, Moses. And he has him deliver the children of Israel with a big stick. That the power may be of God and not of us. And then he takes Israel and has them have a leader named Joshua. And he has them completely destroy and take down a major city by blowing horns and breaking water pitchers. That the power may be of God and not of us. We're going off to battle. Put the singers in the front. That the power may be of God and not of us. And then, oh, the greatest giant warrior ever known upon this earth, and yet a boy and a slingshot take him down. That the power may be of God and not of us. I believe we see a pattern. Amen? And I thank God that we see it. Because you know what? Most don't. They don't. And I'm even speaking of Christians. They do not really want to get. He put the treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we know that if our flesh is receiving some type of a praise and a power, that's not the power of God. Amen. He must increase and we must decrease. Now, turn on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is what we know. This is what we see, all by the grace of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, begin reading from verse 26. For ye see your calling. Isn't that something? You don't just hear it, you see it. God has enlightened the eyes of your understanding. You see these things. But see, to the blind, they cannot see this. Only the Lord can open our eyes to see this. Only the Holy Ghost can enlighten the eyes of your understanding to truly see, yea, the deep things of God by his Spirit. So, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things. Oh, he wouldn't leave that out, because we need to be in this too. Base things. Thank God for base things. Of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Isn't that amazing what he's chosen? Yea, and the things which are not. And I love that. I'm gathered with a bunch of brothers and sisters are nots. Because you know what? We're going to bring to naught the things that are. You know what's all waiting on the are nots? To bring forth the things which are. Oh yeah, they are. They've been are since beginning. Just waiting for the manifestation of that word. Know it. Enjoy this. This is what faith is. And it says that no flesh should glory in his presence. We know, we see, we get, it's the foolish things that God has chosen. The base things, the despised things. And only the ones that are given that faith can believe God to part a sea with a stick. Yep, that's truth. Only those that God has given the faith can believe God that he really did take down a city with a bunch of ram horns and water pitchers. Amen. Only those that are given the faith can believe God that God took a little boy in a slingshot to take down about a 10-foot giant warrior that no one could ever defeat. That's the truth. Only those that are given the faith that believe God, we know it's going to be his strength, it's going to be his might, it's going to be his grace, so that the power may be of God and not of us. There is no glorying whatsoever in this flesh. He gets all the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Now, I want you to see today, it's the same with us. And it's the same with us today, brothers and sisters, the foolish things that confound the wise. Oh, God, help us. We began today. He put the treasury, that's what that is. That treasure in earthen vessels, it's the treasury of God. It's all the inheritance of God. It's all the value of God. He put that, now listen to this. He put that in earthen vessels. He put that wealth of the ages. He put the glory of God for all eternity in us weakened vessels. That's the truth. He put that there. Brothers and sisters, as Paul said, O wretched man that I am. As Paul said, praise God, it doth not yet appear. The glory is all within us. It's not in this flesh. Now, we praise the Lord together because of the mercy of God. That truly, God said, I will have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. Now he's a God that would all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. But God is God, and God knows in his foreknowledge who's going to believe and who doesn't. Jesus still ministered. He still ministered with all of his heart, soul, and might to Judas, up to the very end, fully knowing that he was the devil that had rejected him, that was going to sell him. But the Lord showed his love and his grief even his sadness, that Judas still chose to go into the night, rejected him. That's how loving our God is. That is the God that gave his only begotten son because he so loved the world to die for every man's sin. He did it. It's there for all, for everyone. God is not a respecter of person. He's right there. But he knows. Oh, yes, he does. And he knows his vessels. And he knows the faith that will be taken. And he knows in that faith that will be taken, he knows, praise God, in what he will give to that vessel that will be performed. He says in the word of God, I will accomplish it in the thing that I have sent it. And that's the truth. I thank the Lord. We're hearing the bridal message in this place. He'll accomplish it in you things. Do you believe him? I believe him. Why would I doubt God? I don't want to doubt God. I want to believe God. And here we have this wonderful truth to believe God. So we praise the Lord today. We contain the treasure in us weak and vessels. We contain the greatest victory, the greatest triumph, the greatest miracle that is about to come forth for all to see. Hallelujah! The goodly pearl is about not to be hidden no more. And I thank God that I know that. The apocalypse is coming. There's an unveiling, praise the Lord, that he just can't wait to show forth. Turn on over to Proverbs 25. You talk about how he loves us. Let the Holy Ghost just connect these line upon line and precept upon precept. Jesus, come in. Have us to see this. Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God. It is the glory of God. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. But the honor of kings is to search out a matter or examine what he has hidden for intimacy. That's exactly how it translates. It's of a king to examine what the Lord has hidden for intimacy. Now. What he has concealed in you. What treasure he has put in us, his earthen vessels. And brothers and sisters, it's glory. It's glory. And that's why we change from glory to glory into the image of him. The life of Jesus Christ is glory. That's in every single Christian. You're born, praise God, glory. Because that's what he is. Now you want to grow, you grow from glory to glory. Stay with this now. And we kings, as it says here, and yes, we are kings. Oh, yes, you are. God help you if you don't get it by now. But keep coming. Someday he'll get through. But we kings, we search it out. We examine it for intimacy. We kings come to the knowledge of it. Now what is that knowledge? What's concealed? It's what is that called the treasure in the earthen vessels. So it's all there. And we kings, I believe the reason it says in Galatians 4:1 that we're born Lord of all translates kings. And once again, if you still remain as a child about the inheritance that you have, even though you're born Lord of all, a king of the palace, you will remain a servant in mind because you never took what was yours. Why would I squander what God has given? Why would I be like that one? Well, I'm giving out the talents and I'm just going to go bury it. And Lord, I'm just bringing you back the one. Brothers and sisters, bring you back 100-fold. That grace has no limit. Take it all. Just praise the Lord. Tell him thank you for that mercy. Tell him, Lord, help me to search it out. Help me to seek out what's in here. Help me to understand that Christ in me is the hope of glory. That I see that and I know that and I praise him for it. And yes, it doth not yet appear what it shall be, but we know. Do you know that? Do you really know? But you got to examine it for intimacy. But it's concealed, it's hidden away. And not only others might not see it, and they don't. But I'll tell you, with enlightened eyes of understanding, I see what's in you. I do. I see it. I see the Lord. He's working. He's working it in us. But it doesn't matter what other people see in me. What matters is what I see. Do I see it? Do I get what has been concealed in my life that's hidden away? Huh? All that understanding, brothers and sisters, of that, it must grow up. What's in me, the Word of God says, listen, completes the Word of God. What's in me, praise God, is the bride for the bridegroom. Praise the Lord. He put that in us. He put that life in us. And he gave you the faith. And he gives you the word and he gives you the encouragement. He says, okay, now, King, we got to get intimate here. You got to get into that inner chamber. You got to come in and sup with me. Because you can't look at the outward appearance. Because if you're looking at you, whether you're praising yourself, you missed it. Or whether you're doubting yourself because you realize, oh, that wretched man that I am. He's talking to you today. Did he say, I might put the treasure in? Did he say, it's impossible to get it in? It's done. It's done. The treasury of heaven is there. The glory that is awaiting our bridegroom. He put it in you. You didn't earn it. You didn't merit it. He put it there. I'm looking at it today. It's amazing. And it doth not yet appear, I'll tell you that. Don't anybody get a big head in here. And I don't think we do, do we? Because we know what we are. But see, this is the plight, this is the fight of the kings. We don't fight, in a sense, the things of this world. What we're fighting against, brothers and sisters, is unbelief. And it's the unbelief of the superpower of his grace. That truly grace is greater. And that's it. Put everything else after that. Grace is greater. Grace is greater. But Lord, the good that I would, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that I do. But grace is greater. I missed this. I blew that. I squandered this. I hurt that one. I messed this up. I made the wrong choice. But grace is greater. See, I do. I want to be like Samson. Give me one more. The Lord knew, oh, I got an appointment with that one. One more time to magnify you. And think of that, all that squander, as people say. All of the victories that Samson had had in his life, picking up the jawbone of an ass and killing hundreds and all the different things, that the power may be of God. And yet you could total all of those victories. But in that very last one, you could total them all together. And they couldn't amount to what God had awaited to give him. Sweethearts, he's got you. I mean, he really does. He gave you the knowledge. You see the treasure. And you thank him, don't you? And you get it and you realize that, Lord, if I really wasn't like how you made me, not like me, no, how you made me, how wonderfully and fearfully I am made, which means how messed up I am, how I'm not faithful, how I don't pay attention, how I get angry, how I want to take it back, how I don't want to let you have it. But if I didn't have all of that, I couldn't give you what I have today. You know how beautiful you are. I may not know you real well, but I know you in the truth. Appreciate you, brother. I see him doing it right now. Couldn't be any greater supply into my soul. We're going to have a body like unto his real soon. We're going to praise him for this. I know your heart, if your heart's in tune, it's exploding. But someday I'm not going to get weary. Someday I won't even get indifferent. I know sometimes we say, oh Lord, I do groan to put off this incorruptible. But I have to tell you, there's something interesting that he's doing in my life. I'm thankful I got it. I'm thankful I got this corruptible. I'm sorry I said that wrong. See, my mind sometimes don't do the right thing, but his heart always does. But I'm thankful I can't do it. I'm thankful that I know I can't praise myself. Are you thankful for that? I thank God that I know it's his life in me. I thank the Lord that I don't label myself a good Christian. I thank God I love him because he first loved me. And I thank the Lord that I see that depth of his love with you, brothers and sisters, that this treasury that he put in us, it's everything to him. Everything. And he's given you the faith to believe that, to share that with him. Truly. To come into this fellowship that we're in this oneness today. Sharing with him. We're going to share that in the midst of the throne with him soon, sister. See, I know where the gold, silver, and precious stone is. It's in you. I know where the bride for the Lamb is. It's right in you. You know why? Because I'm gathered with a bunch that we're thankful that the power may be of God and not of any of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand and worship the Lord together for a bit. Let's stand and worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. We're here just praising you, Lord. You've enlightened our eyes to see. You've given us the faith to believe. Lord, we're ecstatic. We're overwhelmed to praise you that you will do it. We're so thankful and overwhelmed that you will perform it. We're so thankful and just beside ourselves because we are your workmanship. We're just beyond in thanksgiving, Lord God, that you will accomplish it. And Lord, we do. We just ask for more grace to believe you even more, Jesus, to have more praise and thanksgiving for your mercy. And Lord, with that, just continue to clothe us more and more with the riches of your glory. Because, oh, what a joy it will be to bring it home. Lord, to give it all to you. Lord, to kiss you with the best wine that you're waiting for. Because I know that you put it in us. Because all of the treasury of heaven, Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope, the hope, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you.